Council for President to order. I'll just read this quick. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On February 12, 2024, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you please all join me in a salute to the flag?
What allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Yes.
Here.
Here.
Here. It is now time for public comment. Are there any members of the public who would like to come make any comments? Seeing no movement, we will move on to the approval or correction of the minutes. We are going to vote on these as a block, and the clerk will, for each, identify in the minutes for this evening, when she does them, that so-and-so councilperson abstained from this one, that they were present. So unless there are any abnormalities that you need to abstain for any reason or have any issues, are there any corrections anyone wishes to make? I know I made extensive before they came out and were published. Okay. In that case, might I ask for a motion? May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Still 7:01. We're adjourning as a council and convening as the Board of Health. Mr. Hoffman, come on down.
Make sure I never told you guys that.
There you go.
All right. So for the record, I am Kurt Hoffman, Kurt Hoffman Engineering, here this evening for Block 66, Lot 9, commonly known as 10 or 1810 New Jersey Route 31. We're brought here this evening because this property was sold as part of the sale. There was a septic inspection, septic failed inspection, and a new system would be designed as part of the transaction. We performed soil logs 1-2 on the site with favorable results with testing. That septic system is located in the back right corner of the property. The existing septic system is in the front of the building. As you can see, based on the concentric circles here, those are the circles for the well. There's a 50-foot circle and a 100-foot circle. There's nowhere on the property that we can get outside of the 100-foot circle. So we're here this evening asking for a waiver of the requirement of a 100-foot distance to the well. It was reduced to 67 feet. The county's letter does state the potential for the need for a UV light. We're going to do that. So as a condition of approval, if this board is favorable on this application this evening, that can be a condition, and we will do that as part of the installation of the septic system on the property.
And my understanding is the distance is within allowable limit, but not within the limit that the county requires. Is that correct? 50 is the minimum?
No, we can. I've done more. We've done 15 feet. So with the board's approval, we can reduce it.
Right.
Anything, as long as we do the UV. Now, had we done an inspection of the well casing and there was 50 foot or more casing, then technically we wouldn't need a UV light. Item number two on the letter from the county, quite honestly, I don't understand because I don't think we need a reserve area or made some alterations. So if you want to grant me a waiver for that, great. I don't know that we actually need it because I don't think it's a requirement as part of your work.
Oh, that's why it's not labeled. You don't think you need them.
Well, it wouldn't fit anyway.
What would a reserve area accomplish?
Nothing. So in new construction, you would have a reserve area, so you designate a location. If the primary system were to ever fail, you have another location designated for that system. God forbid something were to happen. Here, we designated an area. That area is going to be non-conforming anyway, so there's no point in designating it.
Right.
But not even that. My understanding, Clinton Township, there's no requirement for a reserve area on an alteration anyway. So I don't know why I don't want to put that in there.
Maybe a carryover from
I guess.
But we'll give it to you anyway, so there's no issues on it. Any questions, comments, concerns on the board's part?
Just to clarify, this is the owner body.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's funny, the county letter talked about the three-bedroom dwelling with expansion.
I guess it was once a dwelling, it was expanded over time?
There.
Or is this the thing next door?
No, there's an apartment upstairs. Whether that was legal or not legal, I don't know, but that is no longer.
But this is Al Stanley's place.
This is B&B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So Bridgewater purchased it from...
Well, I would ask then for a motion to grant the waiver with the stipulations not only of the letter, but also the those made before us today that a UV letter be granted. I'll second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Sure.
Okay, we are reconvening as the council, 7:05, and we will move on to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Anybody want to pull anything?
No consent.
Open to anybody. All right. May I have a motion for the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Move on to reports. Brief reports.
Planning board, there's a meeting on the 5th for King Matters, including two public hearings for the replacement of transformers in New York Life and some revised landscaping to Avant down on Payne Road. There's no meeting on the 19th. There's a President's Day. We'll meet again on the 4th, I think it's scheduled. I won't say anything about the affordable housing legislation. We'll talk about that later in the resolution.
Yep.
The Highlands Council is accepting comments on two proposed amendments to the regional master plan, which would, of course, impact us. The first one is, I'll say, codifying the warehouse guidance they put out last year. Apparently, they pursued. There was a rulemaking, so now they're doing the rulemaking. So it doesn't really change anything. It, of course, has to, because that was permitted in our township. So it's like another layer of, I don't know what's after belts and suspenders, but buttons, I suppose, something. So it can't hurt. They are, which will impact us as well, proposing to update the land use capabilities on that. So that would change stuff in the township. I talked to the planner today, and I hope to get something. We'll talk about the changes in the zones. It looks like we obviously have stuff shifting. It's based on the updated data that's arisen since 2008. So there will be changes to the township. I think they'll help us. This is part of their, and they're very open about this. It's a step by adopting this map. It allows them to update the build-out analysis from Highlands region, which will help in an affordable housing conversation there. Which they announced last year, their belief is that the requirements being placed in the Highlands region exceeds the capabilities of the region. So these maps and such should be helpful in that regard. Sewage Authority had their annual rear view rate hearing last Thursday morning. The reorg was pretty uneventful. I think the only item in news was that the long-serving vice chairman has resigned, and we'll talk about later in the reappointment for the board. On the rate hearing, the user rate remains unchanged, as I said before, at $5.40 a year or $1.35 a quarter. The connection fee decreased very, very slightly to $3,086. Finance Committee, I assume, will set the budget meeting soon, and that's all I've got.
Councilman Patchett,
I got nothing.
Council President Strauss.
Be brief as well. No Clinton Township Board of Ed report. Historical preservation did not meet this month due to lack of quorum, so the next meeting is Wednesday the 6th at 7 p.m. Public safety, police, there were reports distributed by the police department that include stats from 2018 to 2023, and it means they were getting ready, administrative, to do the Narcan training and deployment in the building here. Communications with the chief. EMS, I just got a copy of their report today. I will forward that to Lindsay when I get home tonight. It will be distributed to the council tomorrow. And OEM insert, I have no report. That's it.
All right. Very good. We've got just a couple personnel items that are remaining. We filled some spots, so that's moved along very nicely. The Easter, from the Rec Committee, the Easter egg event, the Easter egg hunt is going to be Saturday, March 16th, 10 a.m. to noon, possibly at Bunt, more likely, perhaps, I think, indoors somewhere, maybe at CTMS. I don't know if that's been ironed out. Clinton Township Country Run and Community Day both April 27th. Country Run will be at 9, Community Day 2 to 7. They're busy making plans for different events for Community Day. Summer Rec Camp is scheduled for June 25th through July 26th. there's going to be a bit of a slight increase in the rate, which is still very economical. I think it's going to be now $325 for this summer session, which is for 5 weeks, not too bad. And salaries for the staff have to keep going up with the minimum wage increases. I don't know that we fully recoup the initial jump, if you will. And then there's going to be a food truck festival May 19th, 11 to 7 p.m. So that's
it.
In conjunction with a rugby event.
Right.
That's a new thing. And then on the affordable housing front, as Councilman Glazer mentioned, we've got some legislation that's now passed the Assembly. I did correspond with Assemblyman Fryman, who reached out for my feedback. I gave him some pretty honest feedback. He received it well, but I don't even know honestly how he voted on it.
Party line vote, so he voted.
Yeah, so there you go. And we have a resolution on tap for tonight. It was improved, but it wasn't improved sufficiently, I don't think. If you take a look at it, it's still not the greatest bill. So that's that. We will now move on to ordinances. We'll move to ordinance number 1192-2024. This is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Section 3 of Ordinance Number 1141-2020 and reauthorizing the conveyance of the Fox Seals property, Blocks 53, Proposed Lot 3.01, to Annandale Village, LLC. This is an introduction of an ordinance that is really just required to update some dates to affect the transition of the property from us to the developer, Mr. Fernandez. It was finally, the plats were filed back in December. All the plans were signed by the professionals. Everything's good to go. We just have a few minor housekeeping items to take care of before we can transfer that property and convey it over. Any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, I'm going to make the motion to introduce. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
And if it pleases the council, we'll set the public hearing for February 28th, 2024, so we can get this moving and hopefully move it out off the queue. It's been on the queue for a decade or so. So. All right. Resolution now, number 2024-54, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton appointing an additional municipal prosecutor. Do we have an entrance? So we're going to carry this resolution and table it until such time as we have something to fill in for. We'll move to resolution 2024-55. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton rejecting the submittal from the Well Group for competitive contract CC number 24-01, payroll processing services as non-compliant. So this particular vendor submitted a proposal, but they did not have all the required documentation that the state requires. Therefore, we need to reject their bid. Questions, comments? Motion. Second. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Next, we'll move to resolution 2024-56, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the sale of four Old Jericho Road, block 63, lot 9.03, to the highest bidder among the abutting property owners. For the process, we did send this out to a letter to all the adjoining property owners, identifying that the property would be available for sale. Was anyone interested? Here's how much it will cost. We got interest for three out of the four, I believe. As a result of that, the next step in the process will be to essentially to hold a mini auction with those parties who were interested with a minimum bid, and we can choose to either deny all the bids or we can also set up that minimum. We'll have ourselves covered.
The resolution already establishes the minimum, so you know if you would any bids that are submitted would have to start at that minimum
And they'll be sufficient to cover some of the costs that we've incurred.
Yeah, and then if you don't get any bids or if you don't get bids that meet those minimum requirements, then you would proceed to just a straight-up public auction. But we're doing this first because the statute requires giving them the right to first refusal.
Is this like an auction with Max Spann and stuff like that?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Bid a straight-up.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And this particular property doesn't make any sense for not an adjoining neighbors to
buy.
Well,
that's
buy
so
it.
Small.
That's not.
I'll make a motion.
May I have a second?
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aye. That. Next, we have resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton amending Resolution 2024-09 to designate additional official newspapers for purposes of public notices. This is Resolution 2024-57. The idea here being it provides a little bit more flexibility for the clerk to provide notice in a timely fashion to the public for certain things such as ordinances and the like, special meetings, etc. A couple others.
Yeah, Courier News, Star Ledger.
Yes, we have the dailies in there.
Yeah.
We have a Wednesday and a Thursday
exactly.
Papers.
Previously, it was limited to the Democrat,
yeah.
Right.
Which is only weekly.
Right.
All right. I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 You're welcome. Resolution number 2024-58. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing a goods and services agreement to Animal Control Services for calendar year 2024 for a cost not to exceed $40,000. We went out to bid for the first time in a while. Only one bidder, the same vendor we've been using. I'd recommend it. Somebody want to make a motion?
I think it's Animal Control Solutions is the name.
Okay.
Very good. So with that edit, you want to make the motion?
Yes.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Getting close. Resolution 2024-59. Perfect. All right, very good. I'm looking forward to getting it in order because we can definitely use an upgrade to what we're doing. So we'll skip that then and move on to Resolution 2024-60, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the full-time hire of Shannon Carroll as an administrative office clerk. This is to help building and zoning departments downstairs. It shall be funded somewhat, at least, from construction code fees. So. Not pertaining to the budget for the most part, so I think it would be a good question. Correct. And it provides a little bit of flexibility downstairs, but really it is just Terry and Tom, and that's it.
Right.
So, we're doing it.
I'll make a motion.
Good. Second, thank you. Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Resolution 2024-61, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the Township Tax Collector to apply the appropriate credits to the 2024 and 2025 tax payments for the Hunter Medical Center. As short story long, as a result of some legislation that I think was still guided and poorly considered, essentially all medical centers that are part of a large hospital network like this are exempt from taxes. And
unless you're a hospital that reverses your own beds. That is a per bed fee, but it's still for that.
But if you were an independent doctor, you would also have to.
You would pay if you're an
independent
doctor.
The hospital network.
This is legislation we should ask the question. This is other legislation. This is Costco's $120,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a hit to the tax base. It's a hit to our tax revenue. But the tax assessor, I think, and our tax counsel did an excellent job to negotiate, because all of that land and all of that investment there ought not be untaxed. So we reached an accommodation with them, and they agreed to this amount.
And well done, 38%. It's really well done. Yeah. It's
better than a donut.
Yeah.
They can keep their jobs. Oh. It was a great job by Mr. Ward. That is what I will say, and Mr. Simmons. Thank them both. May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Resolution 2024-62. It's a resolution further amending the October 25th, 2017 redevelopment agreement between the Township of Clinton and Annandale Village, LLC, to extend certain deadlines set forth therein. This ties in with the ordinance that, so one of the many little things that we just have to set right so that we can effect the transfer. I will make the motion. Second. Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes, and I know it's coming. Council President Strauss has recused at, unfortunately, 7:21.
I don't think that.
That's all right. This is Resolution 2024-63, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, approving an emergency repair for the Annandale Fire Hose Company Number 1 for the exhaust manifold replacement through Fire and Safety Services, Sourcewell Contract Number 113021-OKC, in an amount not to exceed $12,000. At the end of the previous year, they had pulled this vehicle out of service. They had it evaluated and inspected, I believe, just a couple weeks ago. Found that it needed a part because it was failing. And this was an emergency for emergency vehicles. So I think it speaks for itself. I don't know that any other color is necessary. Motion?
May I? So moved.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. You're back. The next is some new business. Resolution 2024-64, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton consenting to the Mayor's appointment of Dan McKiernan to the Clinton Township Sewers Authority for a 5-year term. Do we have a formal resignation letter from Mr. Geiger from the Sewer Authority that you're aware of? All right, so until that time is one is provided to us, he will be reappointed to his alternate one seat. If Mr. Geiger supplies a resignation letter, then you will be able to fill Mr. Geiger's seat, and then you can go find some here.
And just in that case, just make sure that however you do it, that it's clear that Dan McKiernan would be filling non expired vacancy.
Correct.
As opposed to
yes.
Starting a new 5-year term.
That's what we usually do.
We're changing it. You're kind of changing the resolution on the file.
No, right now we're just putting him in as an alternate.
Oh, the alternate, I see.
Oh,
so
well,
this is to appoint him as an alternate.
No, this says appointing him as a regular member for a 5-year term.
Yeah.
No, it's an alternate seat for a 5-year term. This would be a seat alternate one, is what it ought to be.
Oh, okay.
I did not pick that piece up. I saw the dates, that's all I looked at. The dates are correct, because it is an alternate seat. Alternate number one is on. So with that adjustment, and like I said, then we'll do a new one because
yeah.
This is with council.
Right, yeah, so then we do a second one, I think, yes.
Yep.
So moved.
I'll second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Last, we have Resolution 2024-65, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, opposing Assembly Bill No. 4, Senate Bill No. 50, which proposes to overhaul the Fair Housing Act in a way that imposes unrealistic obligations with unrealistic deadlines based on onerous standards. One of the really stupid deadlines for an example that I pointed out to the congressman or the assemblyman was that you have to, the state has until December 31st, no, maybe December 1st of 2023 to provide a report on the need for the entire region for affordable housing. But the governing body of the municipality, with various holidays in between, Hanukkah, Christmas, you name it, Martin Luther King Day, I mean, there's just a bunch, has to, by the end of January, adopt a plan for how many units it needs to provide. And all the towns in New Jersey have to do it at once, which means all the planners have to try to digest this report and get it done in a month and a half. A month, because you got to have time to circulate it a month. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And there's no predestination of what they would be. The methodology is just so unclear. So they don't even know what they're passing, what it means, how much it's going to cost, to who, for how long.
And we've been arguing and haranguing them for years to pass legislation, and they've resisted and resisted and resisted. And now, all of a sudden, it's a big rush.
Argument makes things worse.
So I would argue in favor of the resolution.
I would do it. It's a little more flowery than one that I might have written, but I think it serves a purpose. It does lay out all the objections one could have. There's probably a few more I could think of, but I'll make a motion.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And let's get that sent to the representatives for supposedly representatives.
Okay.
We're here at the last public comment session. Dr. Stager, would you like to come make some public comments? I like the red.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I was just going to say Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Ms. Anderson.
Whichever you please.
Okay. So I want to say great first about the resource class of rugby. I played rugby in college, and there's also a rugby club in Doylestown. And so, like, having rugby in this area is kind of cool and neat. And I think
there's one in Long Valley, too.
Is there one in Long Valley, too?
Yes,
there's two. See? So it's a need, and it'd be nice to have something bigger in this area. So I just want to say thank you for that. Also want to say thank you to the taxpayers, to the SRO. Officer Acres has started. It is a huge sense of relief to the district. It just makes it easier handling things. I know it didn't pass by a ton, but I just wanted everyone to know that this is a benefit to the district and we appreciate people going out and voting. I also want to say thank you to the police department and to the South Branch Rescue Squad recently. We had a little fender on 22, and they came out, and they were wonderful, as always, and supportive, and the Branch First Squad is wonderful with the children. It's just not reference, South Branch, but it's wonderful with the children. It's excellent. I also wanted to just give some updates that are going on in the school district. Our preschool has opened. We have about 73 four-year-olds enrolled at Spruce Run School, so we've reopened Spruce Run School. So there's 5 classrooms. This is part of the preschool expansion grant, which is money from the state that is funding this. We are going to add 2 classrooms next year. We'll have about probably 45 spots this year, since the four-year-olds, you know, 3-year-olds will stay and be 4-year-olds. And we have already over 100 people signed up for it. So it is a lottery, but it's just really nice to see students from being used again and being used to such a big purpose. We are going to be doing, it'll probably be coming across your desk, adding some bathrooms.
Okay.
Because for preschool, you have to have a bathroom per classroom, and you have to have 700 square feet. Because Spruce Run was built when it was built, most of our classrooms need that, but they just also don't have a bathroom. So we will be doing that. The other not as positive thing is we will be replacing our roof in the middle school. So even though there's our newest building, it only had a 15-year warranty on the roof that expired 3 months prior to me being hired.
Flat roof. Those are the worst.
So our new roof will be a 30-year warranty, and it's going to be worked on this summer. And then I just also wanted to invite everyone to do a Relay for Life in the middle school. It's a fundraiser for cancer, led by Diane Corbettin, who's one of our beloved teachers in the middle school, and that will be next Friday. And I just wanted to share that.
What time is that today?
I think it is 6 p.m.
Is it March?
It's next weekend.
The 23rd of February.
So, pretty sure. I'll double-check if I'm wrong. I'll send you an email.
And I know we have to schedule a meeting, so I've been having a little bit of a tough time getting engineered down. So I think we've got to...
Is that still in the work? Like something? Okay, wonderful. That's great. So we will be able to see. ESC uses our screw plug for their buses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we enjoy having them up there as well, but as the preschool expands, we will not be able to have the bus up there as much. So in the revenue stream, which is unfortunate, but good.
Good. All right.
So.
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief? Okay. Thank you for coming. This is the last item on the agenda.
Yeah.
So, all right. Nobody else wants to come say anything.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. David, the secretary.